सही कह रहे, मैं तो कह रहा हूँ डन कर लेते हैं,
बढ़िया कर रहे यार।
पानी करेंगे, पानी
पानी पानी पानी पानी। हेलो बेटा, तुम लोग यहाँ शिफ्ट हो रहे हो?
मोस्टली आंटी।
सही है, मेरे हस्बैंड है ना, तो इनके कुछ दवाइयाँ चाहिए, वो आप ले आओ। प्रेस्क्रिप्शन कितनी अच्छी बात है, तुम जैसे यंगस्टर्स इस बिल्डिंग में आ रहे हैं, पैसे तो लो। अच्छा मैं क्या कह रही थी, जब आप मार्केट जा ही रहे हो तो मुरारी की दुकान से एक डबल रोटी और थोड़े अमरूद ले आना, बहुत अमरूद खाते हैं।
अच्छा अमरूद।
अच्छा सुनो, बच्चे जा रहे हैं, तुम्हें कुछ चाहिए?
माचिस।
यही लेके आना बेटा।
आंटी जी एक मिनट। क्या पार्टी नहीं, ड्यूटी लगेगी। Housing.com.
Housing.com with maximum owner properties. Housing.com. पर से perfect. Download now.
आते हैं आंटी लेके, हम सामान आपका। दूध ले आते हैं हम।
चलिए फुट ले।
Hello everyone. Namaskar, salam, sasriyakal, vadakkam. We are back with a fresh episode of Keeping It Real by Housing.com. This is India's first real estate focused podcast. It brings to you updates, views, and insights about the realty sector. An explainer on a chosen subject, and a deep dive on an industry trend or topic. You can catch the episode on Housing.com, on the Housing.com app, on Earshot.in, Spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Gaana.com, and JioSaavn. If you missed the episode, don't worry. We have you covered. Wear your headphones or put on the phone speaker. You can listen to this while driving, eating, cooking, jogging, running, walking, chopping vegetables, or basically doing anything else whenever you want, wherever you are. Unsold inventory in July to September 2022 stood at 7.85 lakh units. Delhi Lieutenant Governor announces property tax amnesty. Senior living is catching on. Know what is house inspection and why is it important? And change in circle rates in Ghaziabad. Details of all these and much more in this episode. Stay tuned. The unsold inventory in July to September 2022 stood at 7.85 lakh units for the top 8 cities. According to Real Insight Residential July to September 2022, a quarterly report on residential market trends released by digital real estate transaction and advisory services platform PropTiger.com, unsold housing inventory has increased to 7,85,260 units as on September 30, 2022, from 7,63,650 unsold units at the end of previous quarter, that is April to June 2022. Nearly 21% of the unsold inventory in the top 8 cities falling in ready-to-move-in category. Housing sales rose 49% to 83,220 units in July to September 2022 across these 8 cities as compared to 55,910 units sold in the corresponding period of the last year. This has also led to a significant decline in the inventory overhang. Inventory overhang refers to the estimated period builders in a particular market are likely to take to sell off their unsold stock at the existing sales velocity. Thereby, inventory overhang dipping to 32 months during the quarter 2022, that is July to September, from last year's 44 months in quarter 2021. This comes on the back of sustained sales momentum as the sector steadily recovers from the pandemic's impact. Kolkata had the lowest inventory overhang in quarter 3, 2022, that is 24 months, while Delhi NCR had the highest, that is 62 months. This is what Ankita Sood, head of research at Housing.com, PropTiger.com and Makan.com has to say about the decreasing inventory overhang and unsold inventory.
Property sales in the July to September quarter, or the third quarter of the calendar year, have grown by 49%, with close to 83,000 odd units being sold across the top 8 metros in the country. Though this uptick comes on a low base, the sales momentum has led to a positive decline in the inventory overhang, which has reduced to 32 months from a high of 44 months that we witnessed in the same period of 2021. Now, to put this into perspective, inventory overhang helps us gauge the health of the market and refers to the estimated time that is taken to sell the available inventory at hand, basis the past sales velocity of the last four quarters. Now, in the July to September period, Kolkata had the lowest inventory overhang of 24 months, while Delhi NCR, you know, the second largest residential market in the country, the unsold inventory here had piled up and the inventory overhang stood at 62 months, which means that at the current sales velocity, Delhi NCR will take nearly 5 years to sell its unsold residential stock. It is also interesting to note here that only 21% of this unsold inventory is in the ready-to-move-in category, where we also see the maximum concentration of end-user demand right now.
Much to the relief of millions of property owners in the national capital, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena announced a one-time property tax amnesty scheme on October 25th, a day after Diwali. Samriddhi 2022-2023, as the new amnesty scheme is called, will decrease the burden of property tax on residential and commercial property owners in the city, allowing them to get rid of long-standing tax disputes and harassment by allowing them to pay only the principal tax amount. The nomenclature Samriddhi is an aptly crafted acronym that stands for Strengthening and Augmentation of Municipal Revenue for Infrastructure Development in Delhi. The scheme rolled out on October 26, 2022 will continue till March 23, 2023 with no further extension. According to an official statement issued by the Lieutenant Governor's office, owners of residential properties in the city are now eligible to pay only the principal property tax amount of the current and past 5 years. This scheme provides for taxpayers of residential buildings to pay the principal amount of property tax for the financial year 2022-23 and for the period of the past 5 years beginning from the financial year 2017-2018 to 2021-22. And avail of a 100% exemption of interest and penalty on the outstanding tax amount. The beneficiaries of the scheme shall also avail of a waiver in previous dues before 2017-18. The owners of commercial properties can pay the principal amount of the last 6 years and obtain a waiver on the past pending dues, including penalties and interest. Owners of the non-residential properties must pay the principal amount of property tax for the financial year 2022-23 and the period of the previous 6 years beginning from the financial year 2016-17 to 2021-22. In this case, a 100% penalty on the outstanding tax amount will be exempted and the previous dues before 2016-17 will be waived off. The statement clarified that if a taxpayer fails to pay the dues by March 31, 2023, he will not be eligible for any waiver and will have to pay all the tax dues along with interest and penalty since 2004 or since the year it has been pending. The statement added, quote, "Stringent measures to collect the tax dues will be initiated against defaulters from April 1, 2023," unquote. However, it is mentioned that if a taxpayer has already paid the tax dues for any year from 2017-18 or 2016-17, but it has not been recorded in the authority's tax data, he or she must submit proof of the tax statement so that it can be updated in the tax database. As per the statement, cases where principal, interest, and the penalty are already paid before the launch of the new scheme shall not be reassessed or reopened. Here's a thought about our elders. Senior living includes the silver economy, residential real estate and healthcare. Seniors deserve a housing system with care services specifically designed for older residents. Today, 54% of the total household in Indian cities are nuclear families. This number is only expected to rise. Also, the elderly today have more purchasing power, making senior living a potential growth area. Southern cities of Chennai, Coimbatore, and Bengaluru lead the national tally in the maximum number of senior living projects in the country. Housing.com's research data shows 60% of the senior living projects in India use the outright sales model and 27% use the lease model. Bengaluru, a city where senior living has caught on, uses the outright purchase model. Other cities such as Coimbatore and Chennai have a blend of outright purchase and lease models. Ankur Gupta, Joint Managing Director of Ashiana Housing Limited, testifies to the growth in senior living. He in fact calls it a boom and predicts that the trend will catch on in smaller cities too. We will see a rise in the number of senior living projects, he says. That's quite a silver lining. When you buy a new product from a store, you expect, or rather demand, that it be in the best condition. After using it for a few months, an issue occurs and you look for the warranty. The product would either need repair or replacement. But the same does not apply when you buy a house. It will not come with a warranty. No building is exempt from problems, be it from a Tier 1 or Tier 3 builder. So it's advisable you get your home inspected and save your hard-earned money you put in while buying the house. So what is home inspection and what are the checks that it covers? Home inspection is when you hire a service provider who can identify these problems before you move into your home. What would a home inspection company do? It will appoint a civil engineer who will visit your home and check for workmanship problems. They will go through every single room in the home and the exterior of the space and inspect the area as per a standard checklist. The checklist may contain the following items: whether the doors have been fitted properly and are flush with the walls, whether doors and windows have the requisite number of screws, and so on. The engineer would also check the earth leakage circuit breaker, that is ELCB. They will ensure that all points have a power supply in a manner that follows the norms. Engineers will ensure that the water supply and pressure meet the standards in all the fittings and fixtures. They will ensure that all the plumbing fixtures and fittings are present and work as required. They will also check the space above false ceilings in bathrooms and the internal shafts. Engineers would use an infrared thermal camera to identify areas that may be cooler than the surroundings due to water seepage, to ensure that the coolness is caused by water and not a cool vent. These spots would be checked with moisture meters. How to deal with the problems uncovered during a home inspection? If your property falls under RERA norms, then the builder must attend to all the issues. What are the common problems encountered during a home inspection? Hollow tiles, slopes in the balcony and wet area of a bathroom, issues in plumbing, pests, mold, electrical fittings. Wondering why registered property prices in Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh have gone up suddenly in recent weeks? Here's why. The Ghaziabad administration has increased the circle rate across the district with effect from August 2022. While the hike ranges between 6 and 20%, the average increase in circle rate for the financial year 2022-23 is around 10 to 12%. The hike comes after a gap of 6 years as the last time rates were hiked in 2016, according to the officials. The average hike in the district is around 10 to 12%. The hike has been more in the areas where more registries were taking place. Reports said that the Ghaziabad District Administration has received a revenue target of ₹2,835 crores for this financial year, and the rates have been hiked, keeping the target in mind. The latest round of hike has made properties costliest in Kaushambi, followed by Vaishali, Indirapuram, Vasundhara, Kavinagar and Gandhinagar, reports said. A circle rate is a minimum rate at which a property is sold. This rate is also taken into consideration while registering properties. On the other hand, the rate at which the Ghaziabad Development Authority or the Uttar Pradesh Housing Board sell properties is called sector rates. The district has undergone many infrastructure changes, including the Delhi-Meerut Expressway, Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut RRTS, that will become operational in phases, starting from 2023, and Delhi Metro, that has not only improved the connectivity, but also resulted in urbanization. The Ghaziabad Development Authority has received around 200 objections or suggestions about the circle rate hike proposal, and the new rates have been brought in only after disposing all of them, said reports. That's it from us for this episode. We shall be back again with a fresh episode of Keeping It Real by Housing.com, with information and insights on the real estate industry. Take care and stay safe.